Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, Jim Hobgood. My goodness, UVA has started a nice little winning streak headed into November. How about them Hoos beating the Canes, Hobbo?
How about them Hoos?
UVA fans are still celebrating that big win on Scott Stadium's turf, following the big win. Now they're getting ready for the road trip to Durham, play those feisty Duke Blue Devils. Jim and I will break down the Miami win and preview the upcoming Duke clash. We're glad that you've joined us tonight.
Now, since you predicted the Miami victory, did we sprinkle enough rose petals for you walking into the studio tonight?
I feel a little bit more love and respect.
A little majestic entrance.
Thank goodness.
Well, indeed. This is Hobbo. We're back in studio tonight. No road trip tonight. Back in the home confines of WRNL, Sports Radio 910. And by the way, the phone number is 345-0910. In the event you want to call in with a comment on the Miami game or a question for the host or any of our guests tonight. But speaking of guests, our first guest tonight, former UVA wide receiver Kevin Coffey, will join us shortly. He was a member of the last four football teams that were under the tutelage of former Virginia coach George Welsh. He will be followed in the second half hour tonight by the UVA wrestling coach, the coach of the ACC defending champion Cavaliers, Steve Garland, will be joining us as they open their season on Saturday, November the 6th, just a few days from now. We'll also have Dr. Michael Wynn from West End Orthopedic to break down some of the injuries that the football team is struggling through at the moment. And we have a kind of a guy back from my era, former UVA great and NFL player Andy Selfridge, who works in the development area for the University of Virginia now, will be joining us at the top of the 7 o'clock hour to talk about some of the days back in the late 60s, early 70s when he was a football star at Virginia. There are a number of ways you can follow the show, and Frank will explain that right now.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. All of our shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage call-ins tonight. Just dial 345-0910. We've got some terrific guests, but we've also got some time built in for tonight's show to break down the and discuss the big win against Miami and preview this all of a sudden very important game with Duke. Also, we encourage our fans to go to Facebook and become a friend of the show and comment early and often. Also, your questions and comments, as always, are welcome. So please come and participate on the show, 345-0910.
Well, Frank, I guess Saturday, as I understand it, you were home a little under the weather.
A little would be an understatement.
All right, home hugging the toilet.
Begging for mercy.
Well, maybe this is a good omen. Maybe we need to keep Frank away from the stadium because it was a big win on Saturday. You don't show up, and what happens?
Have
a win over a ranked team, but it was a terrific football game. You know, it was a really entertaining game. You know, of course, the difference between a good game and a great game is a great game is one you win.
Right.
But Virginia gets out to the great lead. And, you know, I was really happy for the kids, particularly happy for Coach London and the staff. You know, these guys, and including players and coaches, have been working really hard. So it's nice to see them rewarded with an important W. And as you say, got another big game this week that we'll talk about later. At any rate, just a great win, a good atmosphere at Scott Stadium. I wish there were a few more people there, but those that were there were very enthusiastic. Perfect football weather in October in Charlottesville, so just a terrific afternoon capped by, you know, just an exciting game. You know, it came right down to the last series, Virginia with, I think I see that in your play of the game, but the big third down conversion to Chris Byrd that we'll talk about later in the show.
Well, the thing that you have to take away from the whole deal is the team fought hard throughout. They persevered. They didn't let those losses to Carolina and Florida State and Georgia Tech beat them down. They've somehow bounced back here in the middle of the season. They righted the ship against Eastern Michigan with an excellent second half and then put together really pretty close to a complete game for the Cavaliers. And it was nothing finer than to watch the team dancing around the field with the fans and the students. And Coach London obviously was overtaken there for a few moments. But, you know, what coach wouldn't be to get his first ACC win? And, you know, it shows he cares.
Well, And, you know, I always talk about the great equalizer in college basketball is the three-point basket. The great equalizer on Saturday, at least, was the turnover. You know, the five interceptions, getting that many turnovers, the extra possessions. And the other thing you got to say about Coach London, early in the game, you got a fourth down in the first quarter at your own, what, 42-yard line, and you go for it? I think everybody was kind of scratching their heads.
Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, but I think it just demonstrated early on that he was going to play the game, not to be competitive or to be close, but he was going to play to win the game. So,
and the fourth down touchdown pass that followed on that same drive to Coulter Phillips.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's wide open, broke a broken assignment. The linebacker didn't
pick
him
up. Yeah, in a situation, a lot of times you'd expect a team just to kick a field goal, but I think he just demonstrated by his decision-making that they were going to do everything they could to win that football game.
Well, you know, while we're at it, let's get on with the show. We've got none other than former UVA wide receiver Kevin Coffey, played in the late 90s and actually played on George Welsh's last four squads. Grew up out there in East Cleveland, Ohio, and somehow was recruited or found UVA, one or the other, and turned out to be a pretty darn good wide receiver for Coach Welsh and the Cavaliers. And I'm sure Aaron Brooks remembers some nice throws that he made to Mr. Coffey. And Kevin's going to join us here momentarily, I believe. Is he online with us? Kevin, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am.
Can't hear him at all.
Yeah, I can hear you, Kevin.
Kevin, are you there?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
We're good to go.
Good to go. All right. Glad that you could join us tonight. We were talking about Coach Welsh, so why don't we start there? Why don't you give us some of your memories there of those years playing for Coach Welsh and Aaron Brooks and Thomas Jones and some of those weapons that you had to share the football with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a great overall experience coming in with those caliber players. I mean, being under Coach Welsh, he was rich tradition in UVA football and had, you know, an astronomical amount of wins and, you know, just good competitive football, and it was great to play for him.
Right.
You know, and when I came in there as a recruit, and, you know, I think Thomas Jones was one of those guys that came in the same time I did and got to know him and a lot of the other guys that came as well. And we just kind of bonded right away, and everybody kind of was on the same, you know, plane as far as like, hey, this is where we want to come play.
Well, in those days, and certainly that deep into his regime as the head coach at Virginia, Coach Welsh's system was so indoctrinated, and longstanding fans pretty much understood what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone seemed to have their roles, and you and Billy McMullen were wide receivers together. Talk a little bit about playing football with guys like that, and, you know, obviously trying to deal with some of the fastballs that Aaron Brooks used to fire out of there.
Oh, yeah, you know, Aaron had an arm on it. You know, I remember one of the first practices that I, you know, gotten to actually, you know, getting to the starting rotation and, you know, working with him and some of the other backups. And one of the first passes he threw me, kind of, you know, I had a brand new pair of gloves and he ripped them right, you know, down the palm, you know, on one throw. You know, but, you know, playing with those guys, you know, you kind of, raise your level of play, you know, have to with those type of guys, you know. And Billy McMullen, I think, was 2 years behind me, so he was a guy we brought in, and you kind of had to tutor him a little bit, you know, to, you know, make sure he understood the game, the ins and outs, you know, what we're going to do, and sure enough, he picked it up with no problem.
Well, it's interesting. We're working with a friend of mine now trying to line up Billy for a future show, and I understand he's moved back into town, and he's doing a little bit of work at Zachariah Ascani, I believe, with some weight training for folks. And anyway, let's get back to Kevin Coffey. So 6'4", 200 pounds from East Cleveland. What attracted you to UVA? And talk about that process a little bit.
I was recruited under Coach Krivak, who was the quarterback coach at the time. And what he expressed to me was basically the openness that, you know, the football team had. And that was also the time that, you know, what kind of got me going is the fact that they beat Florida State.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of I really first heard about them that earlier in that season when they played Michigan, because, you know, I grew up in Big Ten country, so, you know, I pick up Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, and all those guys, and Michigan came on and Virginia came in. I was like, hey, I'm getting recruited by those guys. So watched the game, and it was a hard-fought battle. I think they lost on the last-second touchdown that Michigan scored on, and so I began to follow them from there and watched them. And was like, hey, I like the style of play, like, you know, the type of athlete they're bringing in. And sure enough, I go down there on my recruiting visit my senior year and absolutely loved it. Loved the campus, loved the people, and, you know, of course, the history of Virginia football spoke for itself. And was like, I think I can play there, so I chose it.
Kevin, I know this is Jim Hopgood. You mentioned quarterback coach. Am I correct? Somebody told me you played some quarterback in high school. Is that true?
I did. Mostly my senior season when my quarterback got hurt, and I ended up throwing, you know, fortunately throwing 6 touchdowns in 2 games playing quarterback. But, you know, not many people expected that from me, because when I came into high school, I converted to be a wideout, and I played quarterback all my life up until high school. So, you know, not many people knew about it, especially when I got up there and was surprised at how, I guess, successful I've become at the quarterback position.
Well, tell me about, you know, the one thing that's interesting to me from a standpoint of quarterback wide receiver, Sean Moore, who may be, you know, kind of the iconic Virginia quarterback, is now the wide receiver coach. So talk a little bit about the relationship between playing wide receiver and playing quarterback.
Well, you get to understand a whole lot about not just, you know, not just the offense, but especially that particular position and vice versa. You understand what the quarterback thinks, where he's going to go with the ball, to help you understand, you know, what type of route you need to run. And, you know, it also teaches you how to see the field, you know, as a, you know, from a quarterback standpoint. So you know when to break off routes, you know, and depth and things of that nature, and timing. You know, what to expect from the quarterback, when he's going to release the ball. So you kind of have that type of internal clock. You know, a quarterback has a certain amount of time to throw the ball, so you need to get your route down and come out to break at a certain time as well.
And speaking of coaching, I understand you're doing some coaching currently?
I am. I'm coaching wide receivers at local high school here, and trying to get those guys to understand those type of concepts. You know, taking the tools that I've learned over my years of playing and now giving it to kids who are learning the game still.
And as a basketball guy, I have to ask, I'm also told you're the women's basketball coach?
Yes, I'm also the head varsity girls basketball coach as well.
And this is all at Thomasdale High School, correct?
Yes.
And you've been there a while.
10 years.
Only 10 years. you know, we're very interested in hearing just a little bit about what it's like to be a high school coach today and dealing with the younger generation and you know, this fast-paced lifestyle they have today and so forth. And tell us a little bit about that.
It's you can definitely see the change I can see a change since I've been in high school. These kids are now, you know, they're doing a whole lot more training at this level. They're definitely becoming stronger, faster guys, and you can definitely see that there's the way the game's played now, the time and effort that's being put in the off season, which is definitely a big difference. Because I know when I was in high school, you know, we played football, yes, but, you know, we also played basketball or we ran track, and AAU came up and these type of things. But now there's a whole lot of more athletes now focusing primarily on football, where they're doing it all year round, you know, where they're playing the season, take maybe a week or so off, and then they go right into winter training. And, you know, hitting the weights and their outside running, and that carries over into, you know, the summer camp, you know, get ready for the season. So you see a whole lot more of that now, a lot of mindset on football, and that's kind of bringing, you know, I guess, it's helping the game change.
Hey, Kevin, can you hang with us for a couple minutes? We got to go to our first break.
Sure.
But if you'll stay with us just for a moment, we'll maybe ask you about some of your favorite UVA memories when we come back from break. After these messages, we'll return with former UVA wide receiver Kevin Coffey.